Well, the South Trust shareholders get a very nice premium on the stock that they hold, so it's a good deal for them. And for the shareholders of the Wachovia Bank, it's not quite as good of a deal because it'll take a while to integrate South Trust stock and South Trust company into their company.
Well, that started immediately upon the release of this information that Wachovia was going to merge with South Trust. The Wachovia stock on Monday fell, and the South Trust stock jumped.
Well, that's fairly typical in mergers because of the premium, and that's a full premium. They paid 20%. That's pretty high for a large bank.
How does this affect South Trust customers, particularly here in Alabama?
I really don't think it's going to have a major impact on South Trust customers. The transitions in these mergers are usually pretty smooth. They will probably lose the name South Trust and go to Wachovia, and so there'll be some new forms, some new standards that they use, but I think a transition will probably be pretty smooth. Wachovia has some other services that South Trust doesn't have, Wachovia Securities, for example. So what Wachovia is going to do is try to sell their additional services to the new South Trust customers. So other than the standard checking, savings, loan types of accounts, that'll be the same, but there will be a wider variety of services provided by Wachovia.
The name South Trust has been entrenched in Birmingham for many, many years. It dates back to, what, the 1880s. It started, what, as Birmingham Trust National Bank, BTNB, I think a lot of us remember. And it's now going away. That's got to have a daunting effect on charitable giving, community events, things of that nature.
Well, the fact that we are going to lose South Trust as a corporate headquarters in Birmingham is going to have a significant negative impact on the Birmingham economy. And because corporate headquarters tend to be more generous than branches, they participate a lot more in charitable giving and things of that nature. And we're going to be losing some positions here as well. So it's going to have a negative impact on Birmingham. It's also going to adversely affect the state and state banking department because they're no longer going to be able to regulate this bank or examine it or receive the revenues from it. And so it's not good news for Alabama per se.
It's not good news for jobs either. There are more than 4,000 people who work for South Trust in the metro area. So how many of those do you think will be cut with this merger?
I really can't give you an exact number, but the major benefit of this type of merger is the ability to reduce common costs, and typical common costs are back office operations, closing branches. That's not a problem in the case of South Trust because Wachovia doesn't have a branch here, but certainly some of the back office operations are going to go to Charlotte, and some of those jobs will be lost. It depends upon how aggressively they change their software systems, but we're going to have to integrate South Trust into Wachovia's system. It's not integrating Wachovia's into South Trust, so the losing end on the employment side is going to be the people that work for South Trust, to the extent that they're different than what they have at Wachovia.
Well, there are some who say that this Wachovia-South Trust merger will now open the doors, that there will be some sort of domino effect, that other Alabama banks, the big Alabama banks, Compass and AmSouth, Regions Bank, the biggest now in Birmingham, that they will all be prime and suited for a buyout, that they will sell to these big mega banks. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, they've always been in the target of other large mega banks, and conversely, our banks have always grown by buying other banks. So it's a continuing process of consolidation. The fact that South Trust was bought by another bank, it does not indicate that one of our other banks is immediately going on the block.
Dr. Benton Gupp, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Dr. Benton Gupp is professor of finance and the chair of banking at the University of Alabama. I'm Steve Chiotakis.